It's October 30th, 2022. I was going to say 3,022. I don't think that's right. 2022, 1331 hours. October 30th, Ward Green here. Are you ready for another video already? Little children? I don't know if I am, but I just have to share this. That's a serious little angle grinder. I'm not kidding. It's for its size. It's very lightweight for an angle grinder. It's 4.5 inch diameter it can handle for the cutting wheels, grinding wheels, and so on. That particular wheel is actually 4.5, I believe. Is that right? Well, I got more of them here. Yeah. They don't look very big, but they say 4.5. In the fine print, 4.5. Right there. So, it's 1/4 inch thick, 5/8, 11 UNC thread is what that has. So it screws on very well. It screws on to the grinder. I haven't tightened it up, but you know, because it spins clockwise, the wheel spins clockwise as you look at the back of it. That means it's as it grinds on the work, on the front of it, it's going to be tightening in the clockwise direction, so you don't have to really use a wrench to tighten it. You have to wrench it off, maybe. You'll have to use a wrench to get it off. Anyway, I figured that out. But, I mean, it comes with a lot of extra things. Like, for that particular grinding wheel, I can't use these things, but these are normally used. You put this on first on top of the... Put it onto the grinder like that with the little bevel or flange upward, I should say, and then you put this locking device on top after you put your tool on. I'm not sure even which way this goes up. Which way does it go up? This will go much. Well, if you put them on together, they'd go like that. So if you've got a very thin tool, maybe you put it on that way because it actually has a what's the technical word for that? A bevel. It's not a bevel, but you know, it's a hollow. It's got a hollow in it. It's hollowed out. There's a word for it, and I just can't think of it. I saw Jason Marburger's recent videos. They're really good on Fireball Tool on YouTube. You should check them out if you want to learn something about how things get manufactured. And also how to do welding or how to do fit-ups for welding. And so he's got all kinds of information and knowledge. He's got there's a great video on clamping. He's got a great clamping device idea for using this device. I guess he sells it, maybe. But you can use tubing to do clamping. And you can use any length of tubing and build a clamp of any length that way. So he's got this. It's a great idea. Even if you don't or can't afford to buy a particular tool, you might be able to use that idea somehow. I like that idea a lot. I think that's a great idea. Because he's right. You can't. We can't clamp to the tables. That's exactly what I was thinking recently. So he's reading my mind for sure. So this is interesting. What I learned here about the boots, I tried the Merrells, and they do fit really a little bit better by putting in the triads. They're not even called triads anymore. They're just called Pro Foot. Maybe they learned something and they don't want to use the name triad. I don't know. But what I want to do is glue these in. So what I didn't know at the time when I was talking to you a few minutes ago, I didn't know they come with a little piece of adhesive here. If I peel this back, it's got... I'll peel that right off. It gives me instructions. Peel apart layers to expose single glue dot. We got the two dots here. Place glue dot on bottom of insert and press firmly to apply. Lift off backing. Oh, okay, so I can't lift the backing off till I've... That makes sense. Okay, so I put this into the shoe. So I can only try and do one of them at a time, I guess, right? So I don't want to put them both down. Did it say put it in the shoe? Is that what it said? Wait. No, the bottom of the insert, right, yeah. That's what I thought. I want to put it on the bottom of the insert here. Okay, so let's get that area cleaned up from the foot powder that's on it. I'm going to get it clean, if I can. As clean as I can. Put the glue dot down on it. It's right about there, I guess. Well, that's my arch. Why am I putting it there? Shouldn't I be putting it in the heel? I don't know. It's not going to... I can't peel it up. It's really sticky. There we go. Okay. I'm going to put it in the heel. I had trouble peeling it up. I'm going to clean that off. Okay, right there on the heel, we're going to stick it down. Right, with a lot of force on the heel. Right, on the heel. That one dot. Now I'm going to peel up the backing. Okay, take the backing. Oh, it's not working. Hang on. The backing doesn't want to come off. It's very stubborn. It doesn't... I need to get the backing off or it won't work. There it is. Okay, beautiful. See that? It just leaves a nice dot right there. That's perfect. Now, this is the left-hand one. The left one. So it just goes in the left shoe. Make sure to get in the left shoe, not the right shoe. Right? Make sure that there's no dust, no powder in that part of where I'm going to stick it down. I'll get the powder out of there if I can. It looks pretty clean. Okay, we're going to put this in. We insert it this way. You always put it with the toe up toward the arch side direction. That's the way it goes in best. They slide in better that way. Okay, toward the inner part. The longer part of the insole goes in with the toward the toe pointing toward the insole. It has to go that way anyway, but that's the part you want to lift up. The toe goes on the inside of the foot, obviously, right? But it has to be pointing up at the time. Now, if I get this in the back of the shoe... Oh, yeah. I don't know. It doesn't look like it fits. I don't know how it was working before. There we go. I want it to go in the back of the shoe. You have to, you know, make sure you can get it in there. Maybe I should step on it. I'll step on it and make sure it's in place for my foot before I really... Yeah, that's good. I think... It's good. Yeah, it's good. So it's where I want it to be now. I can just press it down with my two hands like this. Press that glue dot down. Try to get it to stick. It's very sticky stuff. Very sticky. So I think it'll work. And then it's not going to slide around. And it's at the back of the heel of the shoe, is it? Wait a minute. It's not all the way back, but that's because... It's not needed all the way back. It's a bit of a gap at the very back because it's shaped. It's quite fitting quite tight on the side, so it can't go any further back than that. I think that's the way it's supposed to be. But it's whether it fits in the arch, too. Like whether... Yeah. Oh, yeah, it feels... I mean, there's the arch right there. Okay, so if I look at it... Yeah, oh yeah, that arch is in exactly the right place. I can feel it with my foot, I can see it, everything is right. That's what you need to check. If you're going to do this properly, I think it's a good idea. Where's the other one? This is it, okay, the other one. Only one problem, and that is, where is the other adhesive? Well, there it is. Okay, I almost lost it. Yeah, the other dot, okay. We want to put that in the middle of this heel, right? So the heel's the best place because that's where you're going to have pressure. So that's where that adhesive will probably stay. Well, wherever's got contact, though, it needs to be a place that has contact. And then, you know, because if it doesn't have any contact between your foot and the shoe, the adhesive won't be actually doing anything. I got it stuck to my bandage and to my finger. I stuck it to my finger just now. It's very sticky. In the heel. Let's put it in. On the heel, right here. So here. Press it. I got it stuck to my finger and it's very sticky. I also got it stuck to my bandage a little bit, and it's not good. You don't want to get any other material stuck onto the glue, so that wasn't good. But that, when you try and peel this off, it just comes. Oh yeah, that works great. Okay, peeled away that time really good. So this is just takes a bit of something. Skill might be a word. What's this? That's foot powder. Okay, get that out of the way. We'll leave it there. Or will we? No. Let's get it out of there if we can. Yeah, I don't want any foot powder underneath this thing right now. But okay, I'm going to stick it right in. It's going to work. Oh, my finger's stuck to it. Look. See, that's how sticky this stuff is. Careful not to damage it when you get it unstuck. There we go, from your finger. You point the toe upwards, you put it in the shoe, in the proper orientation, in the correct shoe. This is the correct shoe, so it's the right shoe. Looking good, okay, let's get it back as far as we can. It's not going to be all the way back. Oh yeah, it's not going to be all the way back, that's one thing. Right, because it doesn't quite fit all the way back, but we want it almost as far back as we can get it, but it's going to have a slight gap at the back. So I've got it in place. I'm going to put my foot in it. Right? Sometimes putting your foot in it is not a good thing. In this case, putting your foot in it is a good thing. Okay, so this is very good, I think. Feels like it fits nicely. The arch is in place. I want to step on it and just, give it a bit of weight on the dot. Make sure it's stuck, if I can, and then take it off. See how it fits. It goes in. There's a slight gap at the very top where the shape doesn't quite match the shape of the shoe. The shoe goes a little further back at the back, but that's okay. These shoes fit better than my boots, actually, but I can put foot powder in these now, too, on top of these new insoles. So these are, they're called the Pro Foot, and they come in pairs. I bought them, I got two of them, and the other one has its own dots, adhesive dots, too. It has dots. They're called the Triad. It just didn't have the word Triad on the actual orthotic. It's called a Triad Orthotic, Pro Foot Triad Orthotic. That's what it is. And you get them in pairs. For two pairs of them for $17 or $18 or something like that, I think I paid. It's supposed to be good but for relieving pain, but I'm just using them as a space. They don't take up any space where your toes are, so that's good. They're great. They're great little things. I've had them before, and of course, I wasn't actually using them, but I'm going to use them. If they're no good, maybe once these are broken in, I'll take them out. But you can do that, right? You can take them out again. I hope they don't damage the existing insole when we take them out. I'm going to push this one in now by hand. Just get it ready. Okay, so that's pretty well as good as I can do. The other one had a slightly bigger gap. No, it was the same. That's the right. Okay. Well, that was the right. This is the left. Okay. Yeah, no, they have about the same gap at the back, I think. Very similar. Yeah, that's good. I want them to be similar. Yeah, they're very good. They're very close. That's what I want. Very symmetrical. That prevents problems. Okay, so the other thing I want to talk about is, what do you do with shoe leather? I realized after I said I had dubbins, I don't have dubbins. I have what used to be dubbin in this container. I now have my own dubbin. I guess you can call it dubbin, but it's my own. It's beeswax and coconut oil. 70% beeswax, And I forgot that I made this. I developed my own dubbin. But it didn't take much development. I just threw it together as an experiment, and I've used it on my mitts already. So it's just beeswax and coconut oil, like that. And so it's pretty hard. But if you rub it with your finger, it melts, because it's beeswax, 70% beeswax. And so you can rub a little bit on a cloth, or take a piece out and rub it on your boot. You can get it on a cloth. And it's just, and you know what? It's beeswax and coconut oil. It smells like dubbin. Maybe that's because there used to be dubbin in here. It smells like dubbin. Should it smell like dubbin? It shouldn't smell like dubbin. It's coconut oil and beeswax. It's beeswax and coconut oil. It shouldn't smell like dubbin, but it does. That's not right. I think beeswax doesn't smell like dubbin, and neither does coconut oil. Anyway, but that's what you can make for yourself, some kind of combination. The other thing, I have two other things. I don't always use any of these, but the mink oil I've used, it's got a very strong smell. Very strong smell, that it smells like a chemical or something. Maybe it's just natural mink oil. Let's see. It's kiwi mink oil. It has to dry for several hours. That's not true of dubbin. Don't use it on suede or delicate leathers. It might darken light colored leathers. So mink oil. Some dust in the air here. I'm choking on it. Or maybe I'm choking on, maybe I'm allergic to mink oil. That's possible. That's possible. That could be what it is. But I didn't react this way last time I opened it. I don't think I'm allergic to it, but it's got to be closed up. Yeah. Work a thin coat. It doesn't say what it is. What is it? Is it mink oil? What is it? No, there's no ingredient list. That's strange. That's very strange, isn't it? What is mink oil? I don't know. We'll have to Google that and find out. This can opens like that, with twisting that. Twisting a little knob. The other one opens by squeezing. The dubbin just opens by squeezing it, and it pops open. Squeeze one corner of it, and it pops open. And I've got saddle soap. This is the saddle soap. So I did one of my Danners. I did the Danner. I did this one with saddle soap, the one that didn't get damaged. I shined it with saddle soap. I just put a thin layer on there. And my other one that got a little bit of damage on it, I used my own dubbin. My own dubbin. I just got a little bit of an old J-cloth rag. Got to wipe this off because there's some gunk on here. It got stuck. I think maybe my concoction causes stuff to stick on here. It might be true. So my dubbin might not be the best. I don't know at this point. It's possible that it's not the best at all, because it was an experiment. It smells great, though. It acts nice. It's not that different. Of course, I have some saddle soap on the cloth now, so you can do the same thing with saddle soap. And I did that on the right-hand boot. So I did one boot with each method, and I'll see what happens. Later on, I guess, we'll just be comparing the two. It says press down, but this one doesn't pop open. You have to pull it. It's very hard to get open. So there, saddle soap is like that. It's softer. You can push your finger right into it. It's a beautiful stuff. It's a soft, creamy. It's creamy. It's creamy, like little bits of cream come on your finger there. Smells wonderful. I love the smell of saddle soap. It's a wonderful smell. Just lovely stuff. Okay, so let's put that away. So that's the update. on the shoes now. But one more thing, at least, coming. I've got another pair of orthotics coming. They were a different one, and they're a full-size orthotic. And I forget, I tried to buy inexpensive ones, so this is one of the inexpensive ones, I think. It's not the $50 ones, but I'm so impressed with these $50 ones. I've got two of them, two different $50 inserts in these shoes, and they're great. And I have the original, I don't have the original Danners in there anymore, that's right. I don't have the original Danners. So after those are broken in, I mean, I don't have to have two expensive inserts in there. I could just use them until they're broken in, and I could put those inserts somewhere else. I could put the Danners back in there, the Danner inserts, and then use just one orthotic insert maybe when they're broken in. Or if I've got heavier socks, I can... That's the thing. If you've got heavier socks, you can take out one of the inserts. Yeah, you've got a lot of capabilities. So that's why it's important to have these inserts. Have some various sizes and different kinds of inserts available. I really think that's a good thing. I don't know what's going to happen to these Dr. Scholl's. These are useless. They're no good. Because that stiff plastic is in the wrong place for my foot. So that's tragic, but it was only $15 or $20 for those. So not the end of the world. That's why I try to buy cheap, inexpensive things, because they might be a complete write-off. I never pay $50 unless I think there's no other option, or, you know. But in this case, I felt that way about both of the, is it called Profeet? Is that what that was? Profeet, I think. Profeet, yeah. The Profeet Green and the Profeet, whatever it was called, Super Something Max. Where are the boxes? Oh, here they are. The Superfeet, that's what it is. Superfeet, not Profeet. Superfeet Green and Superfeet Adapt Max run insoles. They're beautiful. I mean, I'm completely sold on these now. Just having, even though they're $50, they'll probably be usable for the whole life of the shoe, maybe. I mean, they're, you know, I mean, they might be, you know, they might last the whole lifetime of that boot, of that leather boot. I mean, I don't know. I don't ever have to change them, but it just cost me $110 per boot to put those insoles in there. And I needed extra space in there, but if I ever have to wear heavy socks for anything, like I'm going on some cold day on some expedition, then I've got the capability to remove the insoles, and they don't weigh anything. If I had a backpack, I could throw them in the backpack. And I'd have space for more socks, right? I mean, that's the advantage, I think. But I've got to break them in, so it's pretty exciting. It's exciting. You really should think about investing in some good insoles, though. I don't even think orthotic insoles are necessary for a lot of people. What is necessary sometimes is to fill the space a little bit and to put a cushion in there, to get some kind of a foam, some kind of a cushion is sometimes very useful. Very useful. It really helped my feet, but I mean, everyone's different. For some people, they won't want that. But I had these Air Pillow cushion, the blue ones I showed you the other day. I have those in some of my, maybe they're in my winter boots. Maybe that's where they are. Let me see. My winter boots are like this. Yeah, these are really good. I think something in here. Is they in here? No? I don't think so. No. Nothing in there. They're just as they were. Okay. So they don't have, these are my winter boots. Yeah. These are Baffin boots. Baffin is a great company, but these were like $60 on sale, which is unbelievable, because these are like, you could go to the North Pole in these boots. These are really, really, oh, I couldn't go to the North Pole because my feet get cold very easily, but these are very warm, very warm. And for $60, it's unbelievable that I got those. Got them at Mountain Equipment Corporation, I believe, downtown. So they go on sale. That's the thing. these things will go on sale from time to time, right? If you could get, if you ever saw anything like these Super Green, Super Feet Green, or the Super Feet Adapt Max Run Insoles, if they ever went on sale for less than $50, you should buy a bunch of them. That's what I think. If they were like $30 each, that would be, you'd have to buy, I would have to buy, I would recommend buying some of those, at least more than one pair, you know, of whatever was on sale. I mean, you have to take advantage of the price savings if you can get it, because those are quality. But, and they just have a lot of people who find them to be excellent. That's how you know you're going to be almost certain to be happy. Anyway, that's it. 1356 hours, yeah. October 30th, 2022. Bye for now, and this is a shorter video, I think it is, but that's good. What else can we say? Rejoice in, you know, this day, because we don't know whether tomorrow's coming. One day at a time.